I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. Yesterday, we spoke with Nick Rains, Executive Director of the Dayton Literary Peace Prize Foundation, as the internationally recognized literary prize gets awarded this weekend. Today, we discuss the winners of the prestigious award in the nonfiction categories. I find it fascinating that this year's nonfiction winner, Victor Lukerson, Built from the Fire, tells a story of Greenwood, Oklahoma, better known as Black Wall Street. And this is a story that, let's be real, was learned about only recently by many Americans.
Right.
Because this was a chapter of American history that wasn't talked about in the classroom.
And I don't know that that's probably surprising to any of us when we think about it. Victor is an incredibly thoughtful and kind of an academic type personality. And as soon as you start to get into the book, anyone would realize you'd get a glimpse into Victor's personality because the book is incredibly thorough. I mean, he really tells this story in an incredibly detailed way. Just as we had last year with His Name is George Floyd, who was our nonfiction winner last year, right? We once again find ourselves in this position with Built from the Fire of being confronted with the race problem that we have and continue to have and is just so a part of our generational trauma and the learned behavior that is carried through and through and through that we, for whatever reason, just can't seem to eradicate.
And then the runner-up, Tanya Branigan, Red Memory. These are very real stories of individuals who were living in China during the Cultural Revolution.
Right.
But more than that, what I found striking in the analysis of the book, it's not just a textbook telling of what happened. How those scars remain in Chinese culture today.
And I think that is the beauty of Tanya's book, right? Again, this idea of inherited trauma and the way that what happened in China in terms of Cultural Revolution in the past, how that continues to impact people's lives in China even today. I mean, that to me is one of the most important things. As someone reads through Red Memory, to have that idea in your head as you read, I mean, to me, that's one of the most important parts of the book.
In addition to the winners and runners-up in the fiction and nonfiction categories, there will also be the awarding of this year's Ambassador Richard C. Holbrooke Distinguished Achievement Award, going to former President Jimmy Carter, whose award is being accepted by his grandson, Jason Carter.
Jimmy Carter happens to be a former president. Jimmy Carter also authored more than 30 books. Every single one of those books that he wrote would be eligible for our prize, could very easily be a finalist, a runner-up, or a winner. You know, they all deal with conflict resolution. When we made the decision to award President Carter with the Holbrooke Lifetime Achievement Award, I had to be thinking about what might I say, how might I respond if someone said, "That's so political." We're not honoring him and his role as president. We are honoring him in the fact that, without question, this is a man who has dedicated his life's work to the pursuit of peace and conflict resolution. It doesn't matter that he was president. He'd be eligible and make a wonderful recipient of this award, no matter what his title, former title, had been.
Why are recognitions like this important?
You know, everyone's familiar with Pulitzer. Oftentimes, I think a book can be more attractive to someone simply because it's got that gold Pulitzer seal on it. And so that award has elevated the likelihood of that book being read. In our case, it's because of the peace message. And I think that that is important. I think that the work that we do is important because we provide a microphone. This mission of advancing peace through literature, people are going to come to understand that a book that was given the Dayton Literary Peace Prize is going to be about promoting peace and promoting humankind and promoting human dignity. And that's why I think that awards are important, especially for us.
The awards will be bestowed this Sunday night, and a conversation with the authors is this Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Victoria Theater. Tickets are still available. More information at DaytonLiteraryPeaceprize.org. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.